are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this headline has kind of raised some eyebrows. Apparently, a group of male German soldiers have been developing breasts from their drill training. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. From what we understand, these highly ranked military guards, okay, known for performing drill demonstrations at major events, have been growing breasts on only one side. The soldiers, part of the WOC battalion unit, are suffering from gynecomastia, which is enlargement of the breast. And it's, I guess they think it's because of the way these soldiers are performing their drills. They say 74% of the soldiers now have been diagnosed with this gynecomastia. And it's only on the one side. So they're starting to grow left breasts. Now, what they think is happening is the soldiers use their rifles to repeatedly slap the left side of their chest. When they slap the left side of their chest, it stimulates hormones on that side of the body. As a result, breasts start to grow only on their left side. All right. According to Medical Daily, only 211 have been treated for the condition, 35 of whom belong to this unit. Crazy stuff. You know, I haven't seen trauma cause gynecomastia. I know it's out there. Most of the gynecomastia I see are these young boys who are overweight, and so they start to grow breast tissue because of the fat and the estrogen. So they do grow breast tissue, and we know some overweight men also do. Even slim men, you know, people use the term man boobs. Guys get all embarrassed, but you know, there's even slender men that just have increased breast tissue, which is why, you know, we doctors always, when we talk about breast cancer, you know, we like to also throw in there, men could get breast cancer too. Men have breast tissue, which is why men always need to examine their pecs. All right, because the breast tissue is above the pecs. Just feel around. Make sure you don't feel any lumps. Make sure you don't feel any lumps under the arm, which could be a swollen lymph node. But gynecomastia we see a lot of times with, like I said, obesity. Sometimes it could be hormonal disorders. You could have a prolactin-secreting tumor, something that just causes you to have that surge in hormones that causes the breast tissue increase. But, you know, what I recommend to any man who is concerned about the extra tissue in their breast, to have somebody take a look at it. Now, the reason why most men don't like to get that checked out is because they're afraid they're going to have a mammogram. All right? On many men, we will mammogram you. We will. We will mammogram you because we want to make sure that the tissue is non-cancerous. And we do mammograms on men. But a lot of men are embarrassed about that. There are surgeons out there. There are breast specialists that have mammography or the ultrasounds in their office, so you don't have to feel like you're going to a radiology place, you know, and you know, sitting there in the mammogram waiting room, right, and be embarrassed. Just don't ignore something that could be a hormonal tumor or could be an actual breast tumor. Because, you know, you're, you know, shy and you don't want to be embarrassed. But I understand it's embarrassing. You know, I mean, my breasts have caused me so much embarrassment throughout my years. I could just imagine what a guy must go through. But this is kind of weird, you know, that you'd have that many German soldiers who slap the gun to their chest and they're getting gynecomastia. I've never heard of that. Crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a woman in the UK has actually given birth twice in 8 months. This is something unheard of, right? Because usually it takes 9 months to carry a baby. Well, from what we understand, Claire Armrod was pregnant with a little girl named Alice. She had an emergency C-section when the baby was only 25 weeks. This was on December 6, 2011. Alice weighed only 1 pound, 3 ounces. They didn't think she could survive, but she did. 7 weeks later, all right, the mom got pregnant despite being on the birth control pill. All right. And son Gareth was born, also premature, at 29 weeks, weighing 2 pounds. So basically, she was able to give birth to 2 children or get, within a short amount of time frame. You know, many of you ask, when can you get pregnant after having a baby? You know, many doctors will say pretty much right away once your periods start to normalize. That's true. It is true. Now, whether you want to get pregnant right away is a whole other story. But if you ovulate, you ovulate. So, you know, if you're having, you know, after the baby, it's hard to tell if you're ovulating. I know there's ovulation kits, et cetera, but things are a little different down there after you give birth. Many people have bleeding for 6 weeks after. But if you ovulate at the time when you have sex, you're going to get pregnant. So you're going to get pregnant right away. All right. Whether you want to or not, like I said, is a whole different story. I usually ask my patients to be on autopilot. All right. Make sure their periods are regular. You know, start to go back to the way they were before the first pregnancy. I always want to make sure they're well fed. I also want to make sure they're well slept. You know, sometimes having a newborn, you're not sleeping that much. Not the best scenario for you to get pregnant again. But technically, we say it's okay. And you could go and get pregnant and try to limit the years span between siblings. Many of you ask me, what's the best year span for siblings? What is the most ideal? Again, we don't have any, there's no medical science to it. Personally, and it would be a personal matter, I think the kids fairly close in age is good. Then you get all the diapers done, all the stroller issues done. They end up playing together. You know, my kids were 2 years, 8 months apart because we had to give birth early to my son. And, you know, luckily they'll watch the same movies. Luckily they like the same toys. 2 years, 8 months, but it also depends on if you have a boy and a girl, 2 boys, 2 girls. You know, some people, they get better with their old, they get along better with their older siblings because they never fought with them like they fought with their younger siblings. It all depends. Or if you have an older boy who's a little less mature, that may work out great having the younger boy, but if he's very mature, a 2 year, 8 month difference, could be, too much. So, like I said, there's really no science to it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have been asking about this norovirus stomach bug that's circulating. They say there's a very, very nasty strain of this highly contagious virus that attacks our gastrointestinal system. And we've known about norovirus before. You know, we've seen norovirus outbreaks in the past. We've seen it on cruise ships. It's a pretty common type of virus. Very contagious, very easy to pass without good hand washing. But from what we understand, the CDC reports in their Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report that this new strain called the GII.4 Sydney is currently the leading cause of the norovirus outbreaks and have accounted for 58% of the cases of the infection in December. Now, we confuse this a lot with stomach flu because it comes around the time of flu during the winter months because many of us are indoors. We're eating each other's cooking with the holiday type foods. And so as opposed to being outdoors and barbecuing and jumping in the pool, etc. And so we will see norovirus a lot of times during these winter months. From what we understand, it causes 21 million cases of illness, usually involving severe vomiting and diarrhea, 70,000 hospitalizations each year in the U.S., and 800 deaths a year. Influenza, the flu, is more of a respiratory illness, coughing, sneezing, sore throat, etc. Whereas norovirus could do a variety of things, stomach, intestinal tract, diarrhea, vomiting, even pain, etc. According to the CDC, 51% of the cases in the U.S. were caused by person-to-person transmission. 20% resulted from contaminated food. They say most infections do occur in places where large numbers of people are gathered, like cruise ships, nursing homes, schools, etc. Now, this new strain was identified March 2012 in Australia when many people got sick. Remember last year? Historically, these strains have caused more severe illness than other versions of the virus. Now, if for any of you that have ever gotten a stomach bug, it is nasty. I mean, it comes on quick, and when it comes on quick, your body does everything to fight it or to expel it. That's why you vomit, and that's why you have diarrhea. The problem is sometimes your defense mechanism could in and of itself kill you. Having the vomiting, having the diarrhea, not being able to keep anything down, it's nice that the body's trying to kick that virus out, thank you, but you need to keep your fluids in. And you, many of us, we wait till it's too late. You know, healthy people can get this virus. Okay, healthy people. So what ends up happening is your healthy sibling or your healthy spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, etc., they start to get sick, and you're like, all right, well, it's a 24-hour flu or it's a stomach bug. I'll get you some Gatorade. I'll get you some Jell-O. Great. Sometimes the body just won't stop vomiting, and it won't stop the diarrhea. These people need to get to a hospital immediately so they start getting some IV fluids. There's medicines that could be given through the IV, even suppository, but usually they'll do IV. That'll cut back on the nausea, slow down the vomiting, and obviously allow fluids to get in through the IV. The reason why 800 people die a year is because they don't get to the hospital in time to get the hydration that they need. Dehydration is scary. I mean, that's what they're claiming caused Hillary Clinton to have a concussion and later a blood clot. She had some sort of gastrointestinal virus. Who knows if it was this one? She got dehydrated, dizzy, falls. From what I understand, lacerates her head. And then a few weeks later found to have a blood clot. Pretty scary stuff. Now, the norovirus season runs from November through March. Cases typically peak in this month, January. They say usually you will recover after 24 or 48 hours, but again, you could also transmit it to family members during this time. So even if you get over pretty quickly, still, it's a highly contagious illness. Now, wash your hands carefully with soap and water, especially when you go potty, change diapers, handling food. We say if you are going to wash your hands, the CDC recommends, I believe, the ABC song or the Happy Birthday song twice. Just sing Happy Birthday to you. Got to do that twice. All right, that's the proper amount of time to wash your hands. Carefully wash produce and seafood before cooking and consuming them. If you are sick, wait a couple days before you prepare food for anybody else. You have to clean any infected or contaminated surfaces and wash laundry thoroughly. A lot of times you get sick, you get better, and you forget, well, how the hell did I get this? All right, where did I get it from? And you need to go back and you need to, clean that house down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thinking of, speaking of nasty bugs, it's very interesting. We have a flight attendant named Sarah Kegel, and she has decided to divulge or reveal some of the most disgusting behaviors of passengers aboard commercial flights. I'm actually on a flight tomorrow after my show to Reno. I get to speak to the Nevada Academy of Family Practitioners. I'm excited about that. I hate flying, but luckily it's a short flight. Hopefully it's a short flight. Anyway, according to this flight attendant, she says people leave behind adult diapers without disposing them. Breast milk sometimes leaks down from overhead bins. People file down foot calluses and leave the skin scrapings in the middle of the aisle. She says working at 30,000 feet is not as glamorous as it seems. She has 2 decades of experience in the air, and she actually reached out to her network of other flight attendants to have them reveal some of the nastiest scoop. Apparently, this is in a blog, Flying Pinto, revealed in the Huffington Post. One flight attendant recalled a woman boarded the plane and promptly pulled out both her breasts and began pumping breasts into a bottle. But you know what, though? I don't blame, you know, women, because, I mean, when you start to get engorged, you really got to get that milk out. And these bathrooms on airplanes are ridiculous, so unfortunately she had to do it on the seats. I don't think that's disgusting. They say the woman proceeded to pump her breasts with both of them exposed during board, taxi, takeoff, and on a full flight. Well, then have bigger bathrooms. I'm sorry. On another flight, passengers called overnight to say something was dripping onto their heads from an overhead-sized bin. It was a passenger's frozen breast milk that had thawed and was leaking through her bag. All right. Let me see. I guess somebody was given a blanket that had snot from a previous flight. Let me see. First class passenger picked something off his bare feet and ate it. All right, so the last thing we want is our flight attendants to get sick and grossed out. Many attendants have noticed that people will pee up the toilet seat. Apparently, a passenger had sat down on the jump seat, which is where flight attendants sit, take off and landing, while he was waiting for the bathroom. Unfortunately, he had to wait too long, and he peed on their seat. All right, foot shavings we talked about. Fecal matter was sitting on top of the plane. Okay, I don't want to even go on to this. All right, airplanes are disgusting. Now, we still, though, are in flu season. And the reason why I bring up airplanes and flights, et cetera, is because being in a confined space for hours at a time plus delays, right, puts you more at risk for flu. I know many of you have not bought those antimicrobial wipes like I told you to. Get those antimicrobial wipes so you can at least wipe off the armrest. You know, when the flight attendants change out flights, you know, they say they're there to kind of clean, they're there to clean, and there's a cleaning crew that comes in to clean the seats and garbage, etc. So when you come on the plane, it looks fairly nice. But nobody's using antimicrobial wipes. Nobody's sterilizing. Now, I do think somebody at least goes into the toilet and cleans that. The reason why I know is just the thought of my not being able to get up and use the bathroom, right, during the first 15, 20 minutes of flight until the, you know, seatbelt sign is taken off. I just go while people are boarding the plane. And the toilet's usually nice and clean. So that's a relief. But I got to tell you, halfway into the flight, that is disgusting. Plus, there's always pee on the ground. All right, so just kind of keep in mind that if you're trying to avoid norovirus, you're trying to avoid influenza, you're going to have to protect yourself because there's a lot of crap all over the place. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Transitioning into television, all right, not that I'm saying most television is crap, but some of you think that some of the current shows are crap. Apparently, American Idol is being sued by 9 black former contestants from various seasons. Apparently, they are banding together to sue American Idol, claiming they were all forced off Idol as part of a racist and illegal plot to boost ratings. Now, this has been reported by TMZ. They have obtained a letter submitted to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission of New York by New York attorney James Freeman, asked permission to sue Idol and Fox on behalf of its clients. They had all appeared on the show. Didn't these people get kicked off because they weren't that good? I think one even had a criminal history. I guess Freeman claims he noted something fishy about Idol when Jermaine Jones was kicked off in March. Producers have claimed Jones had failed to inform them about multiple outstanding warrants out for his arrest. Apparently, the lawyer claims he conducted an investigation into the show and found that producers had only publicly disqualified 9 other people from the show since it first hit the air, and they all happened to be black. Now he alleges that Idol has been conducting a cruel and inhumane scheme to exploit and humiliate black contestants for ratings. You know, I got to tell you, you're going to see more and more of these shows be attacked. You know, I think a lot of these reality shows are just going to be now behind the eight ball for a variety of reasons. I can't comment.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Well, I guess we got breaking news. Nope, nothing that has to do with our national security or our economy. I guess the breaking news is Tina Turner, right? Rolling. Oh, am I off key? All right. And we're rolling. All right, I'll stop. Huge fan. Anyway, Tina Turner says she's renouncing her U.S. citizenship to become a full-fledged citizen of Switzerland. Apparently, Turner was born in Nutbush, Tennessee, has been living in Zurich, living there since the mid-90s, and has decided to make Switzerland her permanent home. I have no idea if this has anything to do with taxes. From what I understand, Switzerland is exquisite. But I guess she's giving up her U.S. Citizenship from what we hear, and we'll keep you posted on that. Alright, I know people fleeing California, people fleeing America. Why? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of medical news, a lot of interesting little tidbits here that, for example, we have a gentleman who apparently has come up with a set of eyeglasses that can help see-through color blindness. Apparently, he had given his buddy some laser goggles to wear while they were playing Ultimate Frisbee, and his colorblind friend was able to see. He was able to discern orange cones sitting out there on the grass. And so he has now designed these glasses for colorblind people that will help them distinguish colors more discreetly. And it's in clinical trials now. So we'll give you more scoop as we get more information on that. In the first hour, we kind of discussed about cones and how people are colorblind. I strongly urge you to listen to previous podcasts so we can get you as much information as possible. But interesting stuff nonetheless. All right. They say couples who are faithful are more fertile. So if you are faithful, all right, in nature, all right, or to your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, you have a 25% more chance of producing offspring with that person. Duh. All right. Anyway, they say it's all about the whole monogamy issue and evolution, all right? Apparently, they've studied owl monkeys in Argentina, and they've seen that even though most mammals aren't monogamous, species like owl monkeys in Argentina, etc., right, and being able to test them, they found that if somebody takes one of the, shall we say, monkeys away, disrupts the little union, there are fewer newborns with those new pairs than those who stayed together. Kind of interesting. Associate Professor Eduardo Fernandez Duque from the University of Pennsylvania said monogamous relationships have played an important role in human evolution and helped increase the species. Whether it's love, friendship, marriage, there's something in our biology that leads to this enduring emotional bond. Now, this is kind of interesting because I've seen many couples who aren't married get pregnant. There's a huge wave of pregnancies of unwed mothers, but on purpose. These aren't accidents. I have many patients, I could just think of them all right now, who are in relationships and are actively trying to get pregnant, but they're not married. When I ask them, are you thinking about marriage? They're like, oh yeah, but not for a while. And I think having a baby with someone you aren't married to is now, the latest craze. You know, people have a baby with who they want. Remember we discussed how many moms have kids from multiple fathers? And I don't want to say it's the norm yet, but it's going to be. Now, I'm a little shocked by this article because, I mean, you know, these people are getting pregnant pretty easily. I'm not really seeing fertility issues. I do have one patient, though, who does want to see a fertility specialist because she and her boyfriend cannot get pregnant. Now, I'm not saying if they get married, according to this study, they'll be able to get pregnant. But there is one who's having fertility issues. And I'm not saying, you know, the study's not saying you have to be married. Okay, they're saying that owl monkey groups, right, who don't stay monogamous and may float around, they seem to have less opportunity or reproductive success. Okay, so that's what the study's talking about. As far as humans, yeah, you know, a cheating heart, right, leads you astray. Kind of difficult to, hope that the sperm go in the right direction. And women, too. All right? So I think there's a lot more to pregnancy than just the whole mechanical issue, especially the older you are. So I think love, wanting the baby, it helps. But it's very interesting because a lot of our patients who are infertile and have difficulty getting pregnant, we always tell them relax and not think about it. You know, when they're like, okay, well, we got to make this baby. We're going to make this baby. I want to remember this night, you know, and then it doesn't happen. It's depressing, et cetera. And so sometimes we go, well, just act like you're just having fun. Because a lot of times, you know, the spontaneous type of sex results in a pregnancy. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a robot avatar for physicians has gotten FDA approval. This is a robot avatar that can navigate hospital corridors when it's received the green light from a physician, according to the U.S. FDA. This RPVITA robot, I guess, represents the smartest telepresence robot that physicians can control remotely to interact with patients in hospitals hundreds or thousands of miles away. There's this onboard software called Brains from iRobot, the company that makes the self-driving vacuum Roombas, and it allows the new robot to obey movement orders without requiring direct human control. Now, I don't know how many of you want to see you know, want to be seen by a robot instead of the doctor. But they're basically saying you can operate this on your iPad, or let's say this one you can operate on your iPad by tapping on patient Joe Smith in room 32, and it's going to go there while avoiding people and obstacles. Huh. All right, so it's supposed to be iPad operated. Okay, it's not supposed to operate on you. Physicians can open the robot's app on their iPad to see an electronic map of the hospital and simply direct the robot to their next patient as they study the person's electronic medical record. The RP Vita uses cameras, sensors, touchscreen display, and an LCD screen head that can show the face of the physician controlling the robot. That's creepy. They say it's the only autonomous telepresence robot for hospitals and the first one to be cleared by the FDA. This now allows the robot to help monitor patients before, during, and after surgical operations, and it permits the robot's use in critical care assessments and examinations. They cost $4,000 to $6,000 a month for hospitals to operate. Hospitals would obviously have to weigh the costs. But you see, it doesn't take the place of a doctor. That's, I can see people going, well, that'll be cheaper. Listen, I mean, I really don't want robots taking my job, okay? The reason why I do what I do is because I can think. Thank God I have the ability to think, I have the ability to feel, and I have instinct. I guess what this does is it allows doctors to remotely be able to take care of patients if they can't get to that hospital. Who knows? They say it will go on sale within several months. Let me see. That's about it on the iRobot. It's not called an iRobot, the RP Vita. Honestly, the biggest problem we have right now is doctors aren't as hands-on in the hospital as it is. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many of my patients have been in the hospital. We use a hospitalist group, and the hospitalist group, thank God, goes and visits them. But many of the other patients I'll inherit, they say my doctor never visited me or no doctor visited me in the hospital till my second or third day. All right, we have a huge issue now that doctors have to be, you know, stuck in clinic for hours upon hours, and certain hospitals don't take certain insurances. It's very difficult to make rounds on multiple hospitals in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. So some doctors go to once every couple days. Pretty scary stuff. That's why I don't take care of patients in the hospital, because I couldn't get there. There's no way I could do it. With the way Vegas is set up and insurance companies, many of my patients with one insurance couldn't go across the street. They'd have to go a couple miles away. Those people would, other people with other insurance would have to go to a different hospital. I'd have to go to three or four different hospitals every single day. So I use a hospitalist group that doesn't have the burden of an office, where all they have to do is just go and visit the hospital. That's all they have to do. So they go and they visit the hospital, they round up patients, check on patients, and the patients get to see them. So I like that. Plus, you know, after years of not having been in the hospital, you know, after a while, you know, putting in a Swan-Ganz catheter, I haven't done that in a while. You know, so I like people whose skills are really up there and who do it all the time, every day. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in, and thank you so much for being so diligent and such a loyal listeners. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. I have to speak in Reno this weekend to the Nevada Academy of Family Practitioners. I hate taking any time off, so I'm still going to do my show. Jump on the airplane. I'm kind of excited. You know, I get to talk about pitfalls in family medicine and what doctors should be careful of, you know, just to kind of make us a little bit more acute with things. I always get nervous about talking to doctors, you know. Because doctors, remember, don't think a lot of the doctor stuff is as funny as we all do, you know. So you could, you know, joke about, I don't know, suppositories or pap smears. And, you know, trust me, many of you make jokes about that. And we all giggle and we think it's funny, right? Farting sounds. Doctors, you know, they're so much more immune to a lot of that. You know, I have a medical student that's rotating with me this month, Christine. She's great. And, you know, I tell her about how we have patients with, you know, these types of STDs. We have patients who are swingers. We have patients who are, we have patients who have fetishes. We have patients that, you know, cheat on their spouse and they're open about it. And, you know, but a whole variety of things. You know, people that do drugs and, you know, that we're trying to get them help, et cetera. And she goes, how do you not look shocked? You know, she goes, some of these things that these people are dropping on us today, I mean, my jaw dropped. How do you listen to this and your jaw just doesn't drop? Well, because, you know, when you're in the medical field, you just get immune to that. I mean, you know, nothing shocks me. Nothing shocks me. You know, I remember when I was a student, I was shocked. We took care of a gentleman who had a broken piece of a plunger in his rectum. He had, we had to try to take the splinters out. Well, what happened? It was horrible. He had said he fell on the plunger. But what had happened was the plunger had been inserted into his rectum, and not by somebody else, but from what I understand, by him. So it wasn't an assault case. And it perforated his colon. So it perforated his colon, and then, of course, now you have peritonitis. You got bacteria all over the abdomen where it shouldn't be, because the abdomen is sterile as long as the colon keeps all the poop. Once that poop exudes out and gets within the peritoneal cavity, it could be extremely dangerous. So we were taking care of a person who had the foreign body in the rectum, not to mention the splinters of the wood and, you know, the bowel perforation. And I remember I was just a little shocked, but I don't think I showed it. All right, you know, but that was just one of thousands upon thousands of cases you run into, to the point where it just doesn't faze you. In my other office, I was discharging a couple, really nice people. We were, I think, refilling allergy medicine. It was something very mild, and the couple, as they were leaving, and I'm talking to them in the discharge area, they're like, you know, please give us your number. We're swingers. Now, I didn't really know what swingers were. I'm like, you mean like swing dance? Duh. No, we're swingers. We sleep with other people. Anybody you think that wants to hang out with us, please give them our number. And if you're ever interested, and I'm married. I'll pass. Thank you. So I did look a little shocked there. All right, you know, so I can't tell my medical student, I can't tell you all that nothing phases me and I don't look surprised, because I did. That just kind of threw me for a loop. And I have to admit, I am starting to get a little bit thrown for a loop by some of these young kids when they discuss sexual positions. And I guess there's certain names for these sexual positions, like crisscross, applesauce, the peppermint swirl, the what, I don't know. You know, and I want to learn, but I also don't want to act like I don't know. And but anyway, so, you know, doctors in and of themselves, not probably the easiest group to speak to, because a lot of doctors, I mean, they've heard it all. They've seen it all. Right. You know, yeah, they enjoy comedic movies and things like that. But, you know, most of these guys that I'm talking to, actually, I trained with or trained under when I was younger. So now I'm like, oh, crap. I better make sure all my information is right on. So I'm a little nervous, but it's a huge, huge honor. So I'm pretty excited about that. All right. Okay. Now, you know, you can always call in to our show. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. Call in anytime with your medical questions. We answer them. If for some reason you ever listen to a podcast, you could still call into our answer line, leave the message, and we'll play it on the next live show. I think getting your questions answered are extremely important. You could also send us an email at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Now, I do have to apologize for not being able to play all the messages. Many of you have weighed in on the women in combat roles in the military, as Leon Panetta yesterday had opened up the battlefield to allow women military to join men. And many of you had weighed in, and we couldn't play all the calls, and I apologize for that, and, you know, some of your emails. But we when it comes to medical questions, we try to get to all of them. A lot of passionate subjects going on right now. All right, so something very interesting is, in Utah, there's a physicians group that is declaring air quality a public emergency. Members of a group of Utah's physicians say the state's current air quality issues have become a public emergency, and they are asking the governor to take action. Apparently, there's more than 100 members of the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment led a press conference at the Utah Capitol on Wednesday, delivering a letter in which they say Utah's air is dangerous. They say their patients are dying prematurely and pregnant women are having complications and that the dirty air is having an impact on everyone. They say women who are pregnant right now are going to miscarry. They could develop preeclampsia. Babies are going to be born prematurely. They say there's going to be 5 real bad pollution days this month. And they also say this also extends to elderly, certain high-risk people, asthmatics, COPDers, etc. So apparently they delivered a letter to the governor's office offering a list of suggestions signed by 700 community members in South Davis County. They suggest reducing highway speed limits to 55, making mass transit free for the remainder of the winter season, requiring industrial polluters to cut production by 50%, and completely prohibiting wood burning. They think that these measures need to be enacted through at least March 13th, and that would hopefully end most of the season where the cold weather collects and concentrates the pollutants. They are also urging people to avoid outdoor exercise and to consult a physician about beginning an anti-inflammatory regimen. I mean, is the air that bad? I remember when I was taking a one of my geoscience classes in college. I apologize that I don't know the name. But we were talking about pollution and air quality and atmosphere. It was a pretty cool class. And this was back in the 90s. And my professor said that in Las Vegas, 11 days of the year, we had more pollution than Los Angeles. Now, that was as population was growing, but before the boom. And so my guess is, you know, that was maybe 17 years ago. So my guess is this is, you know, the air quality as population comes in and concentrates, et cetera, it does get worse. It does. And we found that pollution puts you at risk for heart disease, puts you at risk for asthma. They think it may be linked to autism. So, you know, I think air quality is important. A lot of people misguide or misread a conservative person's approach to global warming. All right. You know, many of us, we may believe that we do have global warming. We just don't think we in particular have total control. We think there's other natural forces. Right. For example, the Antarctic ice is growing at the same speed the Arctic ice is growing. So maybe this is an Earth tilt. So we're seeing North America warming, whereas South America could be cooling. But that shouldn't be misread as we don't care about the environment. Pollution issues affect all of us. And I think people on the right and people on the left do want improved air quality. So that's, I think, an absolute given. But, you know, all these issues get politicized. I guess there was a big discussion today. Should the Super Bowl not have political commercials? Some of you were saying, you know what, it's a Super Bowl, let us relax. Others were saying, oh, hell yeah, right? Bring it, because they like Tebow's commercial. All right, guys, great day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. See you then.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.